This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support.
Shoot for it, but we don't know how to articulate or define it. And so it involves a deeper, more introspective journey that challenges us to elevate our standards and embrace our full potential and find fulfillment in the journey itself. You know, when we understand what's going on behind peak performance and high performance and medium performance and low performance, we can then create a success formula to achieve that peak performance. So, you know, let's get a better understanding of what peak performance is. You know, at its core, peak performance is an intrinsic dance, like a tango, of pushing beyond the ordinary, setting lofty goals, and surpassing personal benchmarks. It's really getting outside your comfort zone and challenging yourself. You know, this is part of mental strength, right? Challenging ourselves every day. You know, it's peak performance. It's really about taking ownership of our capabilities and dedicating ourselves wholeheartedly and fully to the pursuit of excellence. We can shoot for perfection and achieve excellence. Yet this pursuit is not just about the destination, it's about the journey and the voyage and the adventure itself, right? So peak performance, even though that's where our focus is on, if you look at climbing a mountain, it's actually the climbing of it that gets us there. So we want to look at how we can push ourselves. And then it's a process that involves continuous learning, enjoyment, and performance in harmony, right? We want to be one with whatever we're doing. And so there's a triad of success when it comes to peak performance. It's the performance itself. So performance is not the end result. Performance is what gets us to the end result. And when we often ask people, hey, how'd you perform? What's your performance? We initially start looking at the result when that's not really the case. The performance is the action. The performance of the athlete running 100 meters is, are they running it correctly? Not did they win the race? So there's a triad of success, which includes performance, learning, and enjoyment. You know, to achieve peak performance, you have to, this triad of performance, enjoyment, and learning are in perfect balance, right? Neglecting any one of these can compromise the other, and then you won't hit your peak performance. You may hit high performance, but most likely you'll hit medium performance. And so how to integrate these elements into your journey of peak performance is essential, knowing which ones they are and what they are utilized for. So performance, right? We want to set clear, ambitious goals that challenge you. Break these down into actionable steps, ensuring each action is aligned with your ultimate objective. And again, it could be sales, it could be a physical achievement, you know, it could be deadlifting 405 and you're at 200 now, and you break them down. Okay, every week I'm going to go up 1 pound, which means in X amount of weeks I'll hit my goal. So we want to break it down, but we want to set these goals, right? These ambitious goals are actually things that we have never accomplished before. It could be that you want to get a promotion to a VP. You've never accomplished before. It's an ambitious goal. You talk to some people at HR. You talk to your C-level. How do I get there? They help lay out a career path, and it challenges you, and you have to learn new skills, new soft skills, new hard skills. But that's what we want to do, is have this ambitious goals to help us encourage us to step out of our comfort zone. And then we need to embrace discipline and consistency as your ally. So these goals may be 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 1 year from now. The longer out they go, the more discipline you're going to need to be consistent with that. Learning. So we want to adapt a mindset that views every experience as a learning opportunity, reflecting on both the success and the setbacks to glean insights and strategies for improvement. So again, if you're, let's just say, running a 100-meter race and you maybe don't do as well as you want to, you can go back and look at the tape and know that you got off the starting line a little bit late. So it's a learning that, oh, I need to lean forward more in my stance when I leave. I need to do. So learnings are about what you want to do to move forward. Learnings are not what you don't want to do. Because if you don't want to do something and don't replace it with what you want, you're going to be stuck with a lot of voids. So learnings are based on what can I do better the next time, or what can I improve the next time, as opposed to, well, I'll never run that race again. I'll never wear those shoes again. I'll never try to lift that weight again. I'll never go for a promotion again. Those aren't learnings. We want to take the results that we get in our adventure towards peak performance and evaluate them regularly, daily or weekly, and figure out what we have learned from it, and then correct and continue. And then we want to cultivate this curiosity and willingness to step out of your comfort zone to acquire new skills and knowledge. This is all part of learning, right? If you don't know how to do a task, if you don't know how to do, you know, a hard skill at work, you learn it. You learn it on your own. Company pays for it, great, but you want to learn it on your own because this is where you want to achieve that peak performance. Enjoyment. You need to find joy in the process. If it's about work and drudgery, you're never going to hit high performance. You're never going to hit peak performance. So this might mean celebrating those small victories. You rewrote your resume. You got your LinkedIn profile done. You went to the gym and lifted a half a pound more. Whatever it is, we want to acknowledge those victories and have fun with it, and be playful with your attack of these processes and actions. Because when we have fun, we're relaxed. When we're relaxed, we will do better in our performance. And so when we can really put joy into what we're doing, we have a lot better chance of hitting peak performance. You know, and when you enjoy the journey, staying motivated becomes much easier. So we want to also, you know, we want to be able to cultivate this heightened awareness. You know, achieving peak performance really means developing acute awareness of oneself and your environment. What are you feeling? What's moving? What's working? What's not? What's the stories you're telling yourself? What's your limiting beliefs? What's your values? And if it involves an environment, who's around me? What's going on? Is the environment supportive of what I want to do? It really needs to be mindful and aware all the time. And we also want to have this balance and adaptability, right? Balancing performance, learning, and enjoyment requires adaptability. In NLP, we talk about behavioral flexibility. This is what we want to have when we're trying to go for peak performance. Is sometimes we want to have this performance part of it, and then we want to sit back and learn, and then we want to have the enjoyment. And you move between these three pinnacles of peak performance, but you don't get stuck in one and then go to another. It's back and forth. It's a flowing. It's very dynamic, which requires you to be adaptable. So keep in mind, you know, achieving and maintaining peak performance is a lifelong journey. Again, peak and peak and peak, a lifelong journey, one that is rewarding as it is challenging. Because once you first get that taste of peak performance, you're going to go, you know what, I could have done better next time. So then you get back to the drawing board, you redo your action plans, and you do a little bit better the next time, and a little bit better the next time. You know, it calls for dedication, self-awareness, and a balanced approach to growth. And a lot of us, we don't have that balanced approach. We just are focused on one thing, mono-focused, or we're distracted over 1,000 things. But a balanced is What are the components that we need to achieve what we're shooting for, and then move between those effectively? You know, by embracing the triad of performance, learning, and enjoyment, you set the stage not only for reaching your goals, but also finding fulfillment in the pursuit itself. And this is what's really important, is not just the goal. If we always focus on the goal, we don't focus on the journey, we're going to miss out on the fun. We're going to miss out the enjoyment. We're going to miss out on so much opportunities for happiness and joy. So remember, peak performance is more than just a destination. It's a way of living that celebrates your progress, resilience, and the joy of achievement. If you like this podcast and want to see the show notes, please visit warriormindcoach.com. There you'll find more useful information, other podcasts and blog posts, and find a way to contact me for a breakthrough session. While you're on the internet, please visit me at LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. You know, by embracing the triad of performance, learning, and enjoyment, you set the stage not only for reaching your goals, but also finding fulfillment in the pursuit itself. And this is what's really important, is not just the goal. If we always focus on the goal, we don't focus on the journey, we're going to miss out on the fun. We're going to miss out the enjoyment. We're going to miss out on so much opportunities for happiness and joy. So remember, peak performance is more than just a destination. It's a way of living that celebrates your progress, resilience, and the joy of achievement. If you like this podcast and want to see the show notes, please visit warriormindcoach.com. There you'll find more useful information, other podcasts and blog posts, and find a way to contact me for a breakthrough session. While you're on the internet, please visit me at LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.